From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday. It's his first visit as president to a nation that has been a focus of his drive to secure jobs at home. Trade will top the agenda, but also high on the agenda is North Korea. White House officials say the president intends to press China to push the North to abandon its nuclear program. China is, of course, the North's closest ally and top trading partner. In addition to the North Korean crisis, Trump is also expected to press his Chinese hosts on that nation's massive trade surplus with the United States. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will likely meet at an economic summit, the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum that begins Friday in Da Nang, Vietnam. Kremlin says Trump and Putin may hold a more extensive one-on-one meeting at some point, but no specific date has been set. Thousands of people gathered in Barcelona Wednesday to demand the release of Catalan leaders and activists. Pro-independence protesters obstructed major highways, roads, and railway lines Wednesday in Spain's Catalonia region as part of a general strike in protest of the detention of expelled Catalan government officials and secessionist activists. The Trump administration announced it's implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's security infrastructure and impose travel and business limits on Americans who travel there. Americans planning to visit the island nation will have to travel with organized tour groups operated by American companies. Travelers will also have to be accompanied by a representative of the sponsoring group. The new rules take effect Thursday. They're a partial rollback of President Obama's restoration of relations with Cuba. This is VOA News. Tension is growing over the status of Zimbabwe's first lady after President Robert Mugabe praised her at a rally Wednesday, indicating that she may be his pick to replace his recently fired vice president. In South Africa, a powerful group of veterans from Zimbabwe's independence war say they want to mount an electoral challenge to Mugabe next year with the deposed vice president at the top of the ticket. VOA's Anita Powell has the story from Johannesburg.
Chris Mutsvangwa, the head of Zimbabwe's powerful Veterans Association, was in neighboring South Africa Wednesday, agitating for recently sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa to lead a multi-party coalition to challenge Mugabe in the polls next year. He deflected the notion of mobilizing the nation's army to overthrow Mugabe by force. President Mugabe fired Mnangagwa on Monday, citing disloyalty, deceitfulness, and other issues. Mutsvangwa, who served in Mugabe's cabinet in the 1990s and now says he regrets it, had this to say about the Mugabe family.
They are using the state, the executive power of a doddering senile old man who has now been completely seized by his wife, who is young and ambitious. We want to say to the region, can't you find a way of making this old man see sense? This is a coup by a marriage certificate.
President Mugabe is 93 years old. His wife is 52. In a statement issued Wednesday from an undisclosed location, Mnangagwa said he fled threats on his life, is safe now, and that he was loyal to Mugabe to a fault during his tenure. He says he will now work to restore the integrity of the ruling party without Mr. Mugabe. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Four Somali Americans won races for public office in local elections in the northern state of Minnesota on Tuesday, as Democrats and their progressive allies across the United States celebrated a great deal. They had major victories in the Virginia and New Jersey gubernatorial races. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen went to the small Texas town of Sutherland Springs on Wednesday. It's just outside San Antonio. They went there to console the wounded survivors of families of the victims of the nation's latest mass murder. Pence spoke at a prayer service for the 26 churchgoers who were shot dead during a Sunday morning service by a gunman with a history of mental issues. He also met with police and the church neighbor who shot the gunman as he fled, potentially saving other lives. Among those surviving gunshot victims that the Pences plan to see are 10 church members who remain in critical condition. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.